Good morning. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. We are still continuing with the nation's biggest conversations. Well, South Sudan has an 80% content gap on the internet, which means that only 20% of the information about the country is available online. Now, the team leader for Wikimedia South Sudan, Romeo Ronald, joins me in the studio to tell us more about the implications of a lack of accurate information about the country online. Good morning, Ronald. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, actually.
Right. So let's first start with Wikimedia. What is it and how does it work?
So the word Wikimedia basically as a whole, Wikimedia is just an organization that basically owns a couple of servers which are under it that are content driven. So here we talk about Wikipedia. That's like the most common source of information. It's an online encyclopedia. A lot of people really go there to get information.
Right.
And then we have Wikicommons, which is like a repository for photos, videos, and all that. Plus a couple of other related wiki-related programs which are under it. But now the amazing thing about Wikimedia is that each and every single country existing, at least in the world, should be having a community that will be responsible of uploading that information within the particular community or country to now the global encyclopedia. That is where a lot of people go to get information from.
Right.
And me, I come from the South Sudanese community, that the Wikimedia community.
All right. So how many are you from South Sudan who are contributing to this platform?
So for now, we have like around 50 people who are there, with 30 really active members, but looking forward to actually having a lot of more other people being part of this contribution. Yes.
So how does it work then?
Yeah, so it's like this. So we as the Wikimedia community in South Sudan, we have like a couple of trainings that we do and offer for people who are able to come and are willing to be able to contribute. So what happens is that the contribution is really not that a hard thing. It just has like a few steps to it. One, it's a basis of interest. Like you as a person, since this is a platform of knowledge sharing, you know about your culture, you know about the education systems in the country. There is a lot about South Sudan that really deserves to be on the internet, and we're talking about Wikipedia as a whole. So if you are an enthusiast of sharing information about your country and would love to share it out there, that is information that's just basically not covered about, like with media houses and all that. There's a lot about like who we are, South Sudanese. This starts, and then what we need from you is basically a device like a phone or a computer, and then you have an account on Wikimedia, and then from there you're actually able to start contributing.
Right.
And could I talk about the contribution as
actually? Sure. Yes.
So the contribution happens in such a way that when there is a topic that is to be put there, so not every topic actually surfaces there. There's a kind of filtering to that. So only topics that are actually notable and that are of significance to the country and the people, they would love to have it.
Right.
That's the kind of information that actually goes on Wikimedia. So let's talk about like personalities. Let's talk about places, let's talk about culture, tribes, and all that. A lot of that information and geographical locations about places in the country can be able to do that. And the information only surfaces on Wikimedia only when actually it has been published and is notable. Because if you give a chance to everybody to just write whatever,
right, it could
first
be
of
misleading.
All, it misleading, and also it could be with a lot of lies and it's not properly fact-checked.
Right.
So we need an information that, let me say, Miraya has published about, or maybe iRadio, whatever station that is mainstream within the country has talked about it or outside. So that information can be able to go on Wikimedia, because Wikimedia needs citations. When you're saying we are 64, South Sudan has 64 tribes, what's the proof that it has 64 tribes? Where has it been written? So yeah, that kind of information really is what goes on Wikimedia.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, so are these community members funded?
Exactly. So as much as our volunteers, as much as we work with volunteers, we understand we're working with human beings, whereby they need internet, transportation, and stuff. So we get our funding from the Wikimedia Foundation, which is like the mother organization that supports all the others. Yeah, so Wikimedia Foundation is able to send rapid grants that support communities like from every place, South Sudan inclusive, with like data and of course a couple of other supports that are allowing these members to be able to contribute to that space.
Right. And they say only 20% of information about South Sudan is available. What are some of the information gaps we have online?
So our information gap actually is a little bit, I don't want to say like really random, but there's a lot that really is missing. So we talk about education particularly. Right. Our history as South Sudan is really missing. We don't have like a lot about our history. Like for instance, there's a lot that is missing in terms of let me talk about the first of all, like the founding fathers of South Sudan.
Yeah.
We have a lot of women who participated in that. We
and
have
that
a lot
is not
of people.
Captured.
Exactly, it's not captured.
Right.
We have a lot in terms of like our, let me say, our even like recently, I was checking through and realized our ministers really do not have.
Profiled.
Yeah, are not profiled.
Wow.
And imagine someone in school and they're asking them in an examination, who is your Minister of Agriculture? There is no maybe an updated book or something. This information has to really be available somewhere online for them to be able to gather. So that affects a lot in our social development issues, even up to education. So yeah, and then also about culture. We have, I come from a tribe that a lot of our people, we're missing, our culture is going, honestly. And if that culture is not preserved, maybe not in many years here shall we have the story about our culture.
Right.
So we need this at the moment. So we write about our culture, write about our marriages, write about our lives basically within there and portray our stories to people.
Right.
So that's what the power we give in Wikimedia.
All right. So now that you have identified the gaps, what are you doing to fill them?
So we're starting step by step basically from like the trainings we're having right now. So in some, just 2 days ago, we had a Wiki Vibrance program where we brought youth to come together at Seniors Hub and we're able to be trained on how they can be able to contribute as well to Wikimedia. But apart from that, also to identify topics that are actually of concern to populations within the country and do that. And we're looking at actually extending to see how we can get more people involved. And this is why this actual conversation becomes important.
Uh-huh.
You're out there and you feel like this is super important for you to be able to participate in part of the socioeconomic development in your country in terms of content development, right?
Yeah.
Here it becomes real. Please, you can be able to join us in wherever our trainings could be. We've been using Coneta as our space for trainings, but we're so much appreciative of also Safeticom that has been able to offer like a space and internet for a lot of our members to be able to go there and do this contribution. Please, please, you can contribute wherever you are. It's just an online program.
Right. So where can the contributors willing to come find you?
So for those who are within like Juba, okay, we share, we are at Safeticom in Munuki, but also we are, since the members now coming, we can't have everybody really together this corona.
Right, right.
So we are using Coneta Hub that is really also housing like a couple of our members. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Safeticom. We're looking at having more spaces. For those ones who are really away from Juba, what I can basically say that you can be able to, we have every Friday, we have trainings online, and we always share that on our social media platforms, which is at Wiki South Sudan, about the logins.
That was so fast. So
yes.
What is your handle?
Exactly. Yeah. It's at Wiki South Sudan. So
okay,
at Wiki South Sudan. Yeah. So those ones for all social media platforms, please. It's cool for everyone to be able to go there and see when we are sharing our logins and our weekly programs.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, since this involves expression, how does a lack of right to freedom of expression impact your work?
Yeah. So, for instance, right now, as I mentioned before, every work that we actually write about is supposed to be cited.
Right.
And that actually comes into the problem because most of the very, very key issues that are happening in South Sudan, when we say in terms of our culture and stuff, not a lot of it has been covered already or written somewhere. And it becomes so difficult for the Wikimedia Foundation to understand we are writing about the truth. That affects us a lot. And the freedom of expression actually comes in so much affect us. And if nothing has been covered about, nothing can be written on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And if so, we advise a lot of media houses and whoever really can be able to help as well to cover as much about other stories, talk about profiling our leaders, first of all, and other people to be able to get that. And also beyond that, there's, of course, a lot of other issues that even my members are so scared of writing about because, I mean, you do not know what may possibly, you know, come up. And that actually bars on the number of information that could be written about. But, of course, slowly by slowly, we're looking at how much we can be able to give people the potential to write and be able to cover that gap too.
Right. Finally, can anyone become a contributor?
Anyone can become a contributor. It's just a matter of having your article, your account really ready. You just go to wikipedia.org.
Okay.
So click wikipedia.org.
To create an account?
Exactly. And you just get a place for create an account, and create an account and insert your contributions.
All right. Romeo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. And that-